Al Kedur of Shabbos. So the gematria of the word of Eschanan is 515, and it's well known that this number, 515, is the number of tefillahs that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Now one might think, why does it make a difference how many tefillahs Moshe Rabbeinu davened? Couldn't the Medrash just say that he davened a lot? Why do we need to know 515? So listen to this simple yet powerful thought. The number means that Hashem counted every single tefillah, number 1, 2, and 3, 37, 82, 91, 136, 258, 399, and 514. And what's the significance of that? So often we daven for something and feel that Hashem's just not there, or that our tefillahs don't really mean too much. After all, it's just one tefillah. But from here we learn that every single tefillah is viewed as precious. Hashem counts every single one, cherishing them as individual, not just a big lump of tefillahs. And that's important because we don't know where tefillahs go, but we do know that they're definitely used for something. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael, who knows, maybe his tefillahs are used to help Yidden overcome the challenges of moving to Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps Moshe's 337th tefillah was the one that gave your neighbor the push to make Aliyah. Maybe number 514 was the one that enabled your cousin to stay in Eretz Yisrael instead of moving back to the States. So let's remember this, that when we're davening for something or for someone, that every single tefillah counts, no matter how small or how big, how much energy we put into it. Hashem takes that tefillah, he puts a number on it, he puts it in his box of tefillahs, and it's going to be used for something. Maybe not for you, maybe for your grandchild. Maybe not for the person that you're davening for, but for somebody else. And if we all focus on davening for the right things, Hashem should add those tefillahs up together, and we should be zeichet to binyan beis hamikdash hashlishi b'mehar v'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.